All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is pre-recorded, but still...
Live from the lair! All right.
Another advice email. It's pretty much what I do here in the Sword Room. It's where I do a lot of my thinking and plotting to take over the world.
Of course!
And that flowchart changes every day, so hopefully I'll crack the code, but I'm not holding my breath for it, if you know what I mean.
Fair enough.
All right, this one is from a guy called X1X, and this is an email which is very similar to what most of the men out there in the Western world are experiencing in some way, shape, or form. This one has a little bit of a cancer dynamic to it. Now, he doesn't go into a lot of the details into the who, what, why, where, and when. He's just struggling with a situation in regards to alienated children and their mother having divorce. Cancer. So let's jump into this. He says, I am 49 and been divorced for 12 years. So, it's been a significant amount of time. All right. My ex-wife has alienated my children from me from the beginning. Okay.
You want an offer you can't refuse?
Redonkulous Swag is back in full swing on Fourth Wall. With more designs than ever before, there's never been a better time to show your love for the regiment. After all, variety is the spice of life, and it's good to have a wide selection.
Sometimes it's a spread brown eye kind of night, sometimes it's girl on girl time.
Click on the link tree in the description or scan the QR code on the screen and you can pop in.
Ha! Gay!
To see our fun designs on everything from shirts to mugs to stickers to pint glasses, patches, laptop sleeves, hats, and more. Because everyone needs new clothes for the gay cruise, right? Just make sure you bring a straight friend to cover your six.
I had to deal with a little bit of this as well. My ex started playing games, and I had her ass in court pretty much once a month for almost 2 years. So, I learned how to fill out the paperwork myself. And it became a war of attrition, and in that particular instance, I was victorious.
No way. That's fake. Prove it.
I don't know. You didn't put the details of your circumstance in here, X1X. So, you could have went to court, and they just didn't do anything about it, which is exceedingly common. But let's just be honest. The squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Man, I'm in jail!
Our marriage sucked, and I was given the bait and switch treatment. She was great while we were dating, but after we were married, the sex got cut way back, and she gained 80 pounds and blamed it on baby weight.
Stop screaming.
Okay.
All right. Now, I'll give a woman a year. A year for that excuse. After the child is born for baby weight. After that, you're just fat ass. You're lazy fat ass, and you don't want to lose the weight.
How dare you?
I know there's probably women watching this like, oh my God, I can't believe he said that. It's totally true. If you're a fat person, your numbers are off. You have more going in than what's coming out. And your body's storing that shit in the form of fat. Period. And 80 pounds, that's a lot of weight. I'm not, 10, 20 pounds. As people get older, okay, I get it. Things happen. 80 pounds.
One fat bitch.
That's a significant amount of weight. That's a whole combat-loaded rucksack with an LBE walking around on your fat body. That's the equivalent weight right there. So it can't be good for your joints, your back, what have you. Okay, so it sounds like she's a piece of work here. Keeping the kids away from the father, which is very, very common. Alienating them, probably told them all kinds of horse shit, and turning them against you. Unfortunately, there isn't any laws on the books, and if there are, they're really hard to enforce in regards to women alienating the children from the father. My ex was recently diagnosed with thyroid cancer. and is currently on radiation and chemotherapy. All right, sounds like they're treating this pretty aggressively. Thyroid cancer is survivable if they catch it in time. If it metastasizes, that's a different story. But more than likely, her thyroid has either been cut out or burned with radiation, so it's going to quit working. And there'll be a lot more craziness in the future because it will throw off a woman's hormones. And we all know when the hormones get crazy, so does their mind.
Shocker. Want to smell it?
I am now seeing my kids on the regular. In fact, they live with me now almost all the time because my ex-wife is sick. I am experiencing mixed feelings about the whole thing. I am mad at my children for not contacting me because they knew better. Yeah, they did. My oldest does not respect me and I'm sure hates my guts. He is 17 years old. My daughter is 14 and also treats me with a cold distance that is hard to explain. You don't have to explain it. I know exactly what this is, okay? And we'll talk about it towards the end. I am torn about the whole terrible deal. Should I send my kids to live with their grandparents or their aunt? I have been treated as a completely disposable person by my ex-wife, my kids, and the courts. I don't know if I have anything left to give. What should I do? You could pull the whole, put your kids somewhere else and just get on with your life thing. But in my opinion, that is going to haunt you down the road. Regret is a bitch. It weighs an ounce today, but down the road, it weighs a ton. So let's avoid any rash actions that are going to plant the seeds for a crushing regret in the future. Your son is 17 and he basically hates your guts. I get it. You got very limited time to deal with this. Now, if it was me and the kids were living with me a majority of the time, I would go to court and get those kids put under, my roof full time. I would get custody of those kids. I don't give a shit if she's sick with cancer. Fuck that. She divorced you. Once the paperwork is filed for a divorce, she's now your enemy. You need to treat her as such. If your enemy is experiencing weakness, you crush their ass.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for them.
Now, that's not for everybody. There's a lot of guys out there who are like, oh, no, just mother my children. I can't do it. She's sick. She's at a disadvantage. It's not fair. So fucking what? Life is not fair. Okay. The whole goddamn system is rigged against you. She basically, you got divorced and she basically took your kids away. I don't know the whole backstory, but that's some evil, nefarious shit right there. Straight up. All right, yeah, she's going through radiation and chemo. Again, so what, I don't care. I really don't. What you should care about are those children. You have a daughter who's 14, so you have some time with this. Now, if you crush your son's nuts because he's 17, it's going to reflect in her eyes. And maybe, whatever was said about you by their mother will be proven in your actions. So I would do this.
Go to the Winchester, have a nice cold pint, and wait for all this to blow over.
I would focus on the daughter. You have time to correct this. And you do it correctly, the son will see it. He'll see that you're not the person told by their mother that it's a wretched individual, blah, blah, blah. I've heard it all. Because actions speak louder than words. If you take the actions of just sending them away, you're basically will be proving, the lies that were told about you. You don't want that aggravation. Just telling you right now. So, he's 17. Once he turns 18, you can leave the door open for him to stay. But you're going to put some ground rules down. It's not that much to ask for some respect in your own house. Okay, you can't have him talking to you in contempt, disrespecting your house and your rules. And if he turns 18 and he keeps doing it, you can show him the door. He's an adult. Get the fuck out. You can push the military on him. I've known so many soldiers that were complete raging assholes before they went in the military. And they went through basic, AIT, got to their unit, did some time, experienced the world, and then they thought and looked upon their parents in a whole new light. That's just a suggestion. If he's going to be treating you with such disrespect and hatred, I would not offer to pay for any of his college or trade school. He's basically going to have to figure that out on his own. Because I went in the Army at 17. So 17 years old is old enough to know better. Maybe you can figure out exactly what was said about you by your ex-wife. Try to tear those lies apart through actions. Now, there's not a lot of information here on the backstory. Like, did you cheat on her? Did she cheat on you? Did you just, you know, grow apart? Was there a lot of arguments? Were there money fights? How much money were you paying in child support and still not seeing your kids? That right there will build up a boatload of resentment in your heart. And rightfully so. All right, listen, I'm not here to give you that kumbaya, forgive everybody, life goes on guy. That's not me. I tell you the truth, I give you my opinion, and you can do with it as you will. Again, I don't care if she has cancer. I don't. You have kids in the equation. So you're going to have to make those decisions. If they caught the cancer in time, more than likely, it'll go into remission and she'll be fine. She'll have to be on medication for the rest of her life because you got to have those thyroid chemicals in your meat suit for it to function properly. But the radiation usually becomes another form of cancer 7 to 20 years down the road, depending upon person's genetics, diet, and what have you. And I understand what you said here. You are sick, basically treated as completely disposable, and that is the Western world in a nutshell. Men are absolutely and completely disposable and expendable to the point where they draft us by the hundreds of thousands and send us into the meat grinder. And when we are killed, at least back in the day, they didn't bring your body back. That's how disposable you were. We have whole cemeteries all over Europe. I believe there's like 120,000 soldiers there. Sailors are servicemen from our country who fought World War I, World War II, never came home. And then you have the 81 to 83,000 that are missing in action, never to be seen again. That's how disposable and expendable we are. And I totally understand your point of view here. But you have young children, and men have to meet their obligations.
Damn right!
I'm advising you to salvage the daughter. You can do it. She's only 14. And do what you can with the son. It's going to be hard. It really is. You might have to go hands-on with him. He's 17. You know, young men between 15 and 25, they always like to test the father. And you might have to get hands-on with him a little bit. It is what it is. It's the best way to deal with a dude, especially a young adult like this. They're not going to listen to logic and reason. You're going to have to, you know, tool them up. I know this is not what you want to hear because we live in the kumbaya talk it out era. And that's worked out so well because we have rampant violence on the streets. We got transvestites grooming in schools now. And the whole, loose gay butt-twerking queer community. Well, that's been normalized and it's utter insanity. I get it. And I'm sorry this happened to you, man. I really am. And I get it. Be completely disposable. Make yourself indispensable to that daughter, and you can do it. And who knows? Maybe your ex-wife will kick her air addiction, cash in her coupons to the meat, on her meat suit, go into the horizontal rot slot, cash in her mineral deposits on said meat suit, get a one-way ticket to the dirt nap. Who knows? I'm grateful you sent this to me. I really am. Because guess what? After divorce, life goes on. Karma shows up. Bad things happen. I've seen it so many goddamn times.
Always knew you were a criminal.
Anyway, I hope this helps. And there's still hope here. It's not going to be easy. But I think you can pull out the win. It's going to be a Hail Mary pass. And if you complete it, it'll be glorious.
From the echo chambers where no one dares to speak, I bring my comedy to break the bleak. Booze-fueled bits to expose the weak. Leftist babies crying.